Listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Natomas might be one of the fastest growing regions in Sacramento County. Situated in the north corner of the city, east of I-5 and separated by I-80, Natomas is known for its agricultural history, sprawling master plan communities, parks, and what seems like near constant development. Vice Mayor Karina Talamantes represents the city's third district in Sacramento, which includes the communities of Natomas, Northgate, and Gardenland. She joins us now to talk about the priorities for her district as the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors plans a big vote on Wednesday on a major development there. It's known as the Upper West Side Development in Natomas. The project would add more than 9,000 housing units, adding roughly 25,000 residents along the Sacramento River, just a couple miles from downtown. And that's not the only development that's being proposed for that section of Sacramento County. Vice Mayor Talamantes, welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, your connection to Natomas. What made you decide to enter public office?
Well, I've been a resident of Natomas since 2012, and I was just a regular at the dog park. And then I ran for the Sacramento County Board of Education in 2018. I got elected in July of that year, then started my job as a chief of staff to now Senator Angelique Ashby. And so I was in public service for about, 4.5 years before I decided to run for city council. And now I'm on my third year of City of Sacramento and as vice mayor. And I always tell my colleagues that I'm one of the most senior members on the dais.
Yes. Well, describe your district to listeners who might not be familiar with the area. What landmarks would people know?
What landmarks? So Natomas is one of the most diverse districts. We have over 50 different languages that are spoken, extremely diverse. We have South Natomas, which is the older part of the neighborhood, then North Natomas, everything over the 80. That's all brand new development. And it also has a special finance plan. But what defines us are North Natomas Regional, park and aquatics facility. Honestly, the most amazing food on the Northgate Corridor and the Garden Highway, our water dock out there. It's just a place with rich and multi-generational households and rich history.
What are some of the biggest concerns and interests for people who live in your district? What are you hearing from them?
The number one concern is transportation. And lack of transportation from, just from public agencies to be able to go up and down Truxell, Del Paso. And so transportation continues to be one of the major concerns for the community.
Public transportation.
Correct.
And we've talked about this in the past before on Insight, because Natomas is a suburb that, a lot of people work in downtown, but maybe they have a little trouble getting to work back and forth.
Absolutely. So right now, the only way that people in Natomas travel to downtown is through the I-5. Or going down Northgate, taking the 160 and going over the overpass. But when it gets flooded, you can't go that way because we block it off for safety reasons. So the I-5 is the only way that people get to and from, Natomas to downtown, which is why I advocated for my Truxell Bridge, which came to council a few months ago, because we need another connection, especially for level one trauma, UC Davis Emergency Medical. So transportation just continues to be a major concern for residents.
There's a lot of development happening in your district. The one that is the most timely, because there's a big vote this week, is the Upper West Side Natomas development. Last week, the Sacramento City Council formally opposed the project, including yourself. Why aren't you in support of this development in your district?
So the Natomas Basin development is something that we need to start really thinking about as a mayor and council, which is why I asked Cheryl Hodge, our principal planner, to go do a brief overview of how Natomas came to be, from flood protection, working with SAFCA, working with the Army Corps of Engineers, how we got our permits to be able to build all the housing that we currently have there. And there are a lot of major projects that are coming, including, Airport South Industrial, which is right next to Westlake Community, is coming to a vote to City Council. We have Grand Park. It's all the housing north of Elkhorn, which would be thousands and thousands of new homes. And additionally, Upper West Side Project, which is the project that we took a vote last week, which was very unusual for the city of Sacramento to take a vote on this project. But because of the impacts it's going to have on the residents of the city of Sacramento, I felt like it was necessary for us to say, hey, these are our concerns, these are our questions, and the residents of Natomas deserve better, deserve full concrete answers, and that's why we decided to pass the resolution authorizing that, and we'll be submitting a letter of concern to the County Board of Supervisors by the hearing.
What are your main concerns with this specific development?
Transportation. Honestly, it's transportation. You know, right now we're doing work on the Garden Highway for Reach A through the Army Corps of Engineers for levee protection. There's no plan to expand that. West El Centro Road, I read the Sacramento County staff report over the weekend, and it says, you know, right now it's four lanes, changing that to six lanes. I don't know where you get the sixth lane. Are we going to remove the dog park? Are we going to remove the homes that are there? The interchange on El Centro, how are we going to fund the interchange? Would it be on the list of Measure A tax transportation projects? Because there's a long list of those already. So transportation continues to be one of my major concerns, along with, like, schools. I helped pass the last school bond, and right now Natomas has two school bonds. One of them is about to expire. The other one we renewed a few years ago, and I worked on that campaign with Angelique Ashby. And I don't know if the appetite for voters in Sacramento or Natomas to pass another school bond is there. Mm. And the cost for school build-out has increased significantly. So infrastructure, you know, I mean, whether it's a new fire station or a new police substation, you know, the staff report list, you know, fire station 15 and 43, these firehouses are extremely busy. I did a 24-hour ride-along, and I did not sleep 1 minute on fire station 15. And then services. You know, when I think one of the most frustrating things for Sacramento residents is, if you're in the city side, your garbage gets picked up by X, Y, and Z. If you're on the county side, this is who you call. And there's always, like, you know, where people live across the street from another neighbor, and then the services are entirely different. And I think that's frustrating for residents to say, hey, oh, man, now I have to call this person. And so the services and the lack of just, like, planning for that continues to be a concern, along with, obviously, water. you know, the staff report says that the city of Sacramento would be providing water, and we have no plan to do that at this time.
Yeah, okay. So there's just a lot of logistical concerns that you're laying out, because this could add to Natomas by tens of thousands of residents, and that's not the only development. You mentioned the Grand Park projects, mm-hmm. the Brookfield-specific plan, the Southwest-specific plan, both of which are proposing thousands of housing units as mm-hmm. well, in addition to this big Upper West project as well. Is Natomas growing too fast?
I think, you know, we are continuing to grow, and there's still a lot of, you know, lots that we could continue to do infill development for. There is a lot of land, especially in North Sacramento. We have so much land available that's already connected to the region. And this is where I think we need to look into our SACOG blueprint of housing and really just focus on the areas that, hey, are easier to build right now. But, I mean, Natomas will continue to grow. But, and this is where, you know, I said at Sacramento City Council, we need to do it in a smart way. And right now, transportation just continues to be my number one concern, because of how many residents are going to depend on the I-5. Yeah. And, you know, with climate change and everything going on, you know, across the country, the floods happening, just, it scares me. And I think that people need to have a good emergency evacuation plan, and we need to have more connections for people to be able to come and go, you know, into the neighborhoods, which was crazy. So at Sacramento City Council on Tuesday, there was a fire that happened along the Garden Highway. And the residents were backed up, you know, exiting. And I just thought to myself, what will be the plan once we get thousands and thousands and thousands of more residents coming in? And, you know, this development is the size of the Galt. It's like a brand new city on the side.
Yeah. And you mentioned, I mean, Natomas is in a floodplain. What would smart development actually look like to you?
It would mean having correct, you know, transportation. I mean, so what? How are people going to exit and enter their homes? And I think most importantly, it's the infrastructure. I think it's important to have the infrastructure in place before you put the families in place. Like, you can't have people, thousands of people move in and then say, your school we build out in 2 years from now, 10 years from now. You can't have thousands of people move in and then say, we're going to build an interchange later once we get money from X, Y, and Z. You have to build out everything before the housing and the families come in. That's would be smart development for me.
Have you spoken with Sacramento County Supervisor Phil Serna, this would be in his district, or other supervisors about your concerns for this development? How have conversations gone?
So I had reached out to the Sacramento supervisor, Phil Cerna, prior to this project coming because I know that they hosted a community conversation at the South Thomas Community Center, and it was at capacity, and there was many, many, many residents that attended that were not able to get in because of capacity issues, and they didn't get their voices heard. And so I did reach out and say, hey, can we do an open house? I know the EIR is already out. The work has been done, but people deserve an opportunity to come into a space and see boards or, you know, printouts of what it's going to look like, chime in, even if it's not for the staff report, because the staff report had already been produced. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of the outreach had already been done prior to the pandemic. And that for me was not acceptable. We have a brand new development called The Cove, and that's thousands of new people that just moved into the neighborhood that have zero idea about this project. And the pandemic, I mean, really distracted everybody because we were busy just trying to, you know, do vaccinations, get people healthy, get people, like, safely. And I think that the community outreach component needs to go further. Right now, residents are frustrated because they feel like they haven't been listened to. They feel like they haven't been heard. They got thousands of pages of a board packet to read over a two-week period before the hearing. And I think residents are really concerned, and rightfully so. This is a massive development project, and people need to be listened to.
Do you think it's going to be approved on Wednesday for this vote?
You know, I've been asked this question about, will this letter have an impact on the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors? And my answer continues to be, I hope so. I truly, dearly hope so, because that's what is good for the residents of Sacramento. When the city of Sacramento and the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors work together, when we fight, people lose. And this is where, you know, I take it back to the MOU that was signed in 2002 that stated any and future development in this area would be the responsibility of the city of Sacramento, that we would work together on any and all development projects moving forward. And for me, even though, you know, maybe it was not legally binding, it was a resolution that was passed by Sacramento County Board of Supervisors at the time and the Sacramento City Council. And what was unique in all of this is that, you know, I mean, when I was a SCOE trustee, I used to read board policies from like 1985. And that's like before I was born, right? And then we would be revamping them. And what was unique in this project is that the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors, Roger Dickinson, was sitting next to me. And the former mayor of Sacramento, Heather Fargo, was sitting in the audience in front of us. And the people who made all of this happen are with us today telling us how and why we have arrived to this conclusion of where we're at. And that's where, for me, like, I love history. History matters. Like, institutional knowledge matters. And this is where we need to take a step back and listen to the not just leaders now, but leaders of, you know, before, and really just have a conversation about any future uses.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Sacramento City Council member and Vice Mayor Corina Talamantes about development in her district, which includes the Natomas, Northgate, and Gardenland communities. You mentioned the development that's taking place along the airport. What's actually happening there? What's unfolding?
Yeah, so it's a request to annex approximately 475 acres of vacant land into the city of Sacramento. It's about 6 million square feet of light industrial uses and approximately 11 acres devoted to highway commercial uses. And so Councilmember Kaplan, who is a District 1 council member, is legally has to not, well, she can't vote on it because she lives in the neighborhood. So I did host a town hall in her neighborhood to listen to neighbors' concerns. And again, transportation continues to be one of the major concerns.
Yeah. So this would annex a part of the airport property to potentially build more homes.
No, the airport south would all be light industrial.
Light industrial. Okay.
So it have like five big buildings to do like manufacturing and light industrial. I'm not sure who the clients that are going to go into those buildings are, but it would be light industrial right next to Paso Verde School.
You mentioned that, you know, getting to the hospital in an emergency can be challenging in Natomas. This isn't in your district, but it does border it, Councilmember Lisa Kaplan, and it could have an impact on traffic as well. It's California North State University, the teaching hospital that's set to break ground next year at the former Arco Arena site. How do you feel about this new development?
So there's the Natomas Promise. Again, I'm a senior on the Sacramento City Council compared to my colleagues. I worked a lot on this project, and you know, this is a regional use. And my Natomas area, I'm on the east of it and the south of it, even though the property physically is not in District 1. And the people of Natomas were promised a regional amenity, and the people of Natomas were asked, like, what would you like to see here? And when we moved the Kings to downtown, the number one ask that people had was a hospital. They wanted, you know, to have an emergency. They wanted a hospital, wanted emergency medical services. And so that was the number one thing. And right now, this process is still going. CNU is still planned, you know, to break ground. I actually have a briefing on it later on this afternoon. but this area was we had thousands and thousands of people coming in and out during the concerts and the Kings games. So I think that this area is prepared to have the number of people coming in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Vice Mayor Talamantes, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Vice Mayor and City Council Member Karina Talamantes, who represents Sacramento's 3rd District, which includes the community of Natomas. The Sacramento County Board of Supervisors is scheduled to vote on the Upper West Side development this Wednesday. Still ahead, a local author's new novel is shining light on the peace riot which broke out in San Francisco after the end of World War II 80 years ago. We'll learn more about an unlikely prospect. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.